In June, the UN Security Council lifted its 3-year sanctions on logging in Liberia. The ban was removed on the condition that President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's administration would create a new law to regulate logging companies. The new legislation was implemented in June. Under the previous Charles Taylor administration, logging provided about half of Liberia's revenue. A UN panel of experts accused Taylor of using logging revenue to supply arms for civil wars in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Forests were being harvested at rates far exceeding sustainable levels, and concessions were based on patronage, not fair bidding, according to timber experts. Timber specialist Art Blundell was on the UN panel that recommended the ban. He says the 3-year halt allowed experts to review the logging sector. Blundell says none of the more than 70 logging companies operating in Liberia had proper documentation and legal status to operate.
They weren't paying their taxes. There were gross human rights violations, violations of environmental regulations. So it was clear that business as usual was not conducive to the future of the country. And that's why it was so crucial that there was this new law and a new start for the sector.
Under the new law, requirements include proper planning to decide what areas should be logged, competitive bidding, provisions to make sure logging companies' security forces do not operate as militias, transparency of financial reporting, tracking logs from harvest to export, and consultations with local communities. The government says 30% of money earned from leased timber concessions will go to nearby areas for schools, health needs, and other social services. Blundell says the law is a big step forward, but it is only as good as its implementation. He says how local communities will receive their promised benefits is still unclear.
In the past, money was meant to go back to the communities, and the communities never saw it. The law requires money to go back to the communities, although it doesn't specify exactly how that's to happen, but that will be taken up in regulations that govern that, so there's an opportunity for those to be modified to make sure that they do work.
Stephen Vandermark of the environmental group Fauna and Flora says that although the new forestry law recognizes local communities should be involved in dialogue with logging companies, it does not specify how.
At this point in time, it's not obligatory for a logging company to actively engage with a local community, and it's not clearly defined how logging companies could engage with local communities and how local communities could have, like, for instance, right of access or rights of resource use in communal forests or in logging concessions.
Vandermark says creating the law and lifting the ban were essential to the revitalization of Liberia's economy. Now, he says, international organizations need to be diligent in monitoring the process and continuing to push for responsible use of Liberia's timber.
They do need a lifting of the timber sanctions quite urgently. The question, of course, is whether the international community will continue to lobby for an improved forestry act that will allow for more sustainable management of the forest in Liberia.
Before the ban, the experts say logging grossed about $100 million in revenue each year. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.